This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. What is happening in Europe? Why should you care? How will the relationship between Europe and the United States affect you, no matter where you live? You see, you find many articles today in the mass media which give you a certain perspective as to what they think is happening in Europe. But in most cases, those articles do not give you an accurate picture. We know what is going to happen in Europe, what is going to happen in the world, because we do understand biblical prophecy. And let me just tell you, my friends, the picture is a grim one. Nuclear war is prophesied. Nuclear war between the United States of Europe and the United States of America. And this war is going to occur very soon. And that's why you need to know what is happening in Europe in the light of biblical prophecy. Today I will present to you a few articles which give a fairly accurate picture, amongst many articles which give you a totally wrong picture. People have been saying after the Brexit, or Europe is going to fall apart, the European project of European unification is over, the euro will fail, none of which could be further from the truth, because the Bible gives you a completely different perspective. First, let me read to you from an article by The Week, dated August 5, saying this. In a world filled with political bunglers, German Chancellor Angela Merkel deserves special mention for outstanding achievement in recklessness. Her refugee policy puts all of Europe at risk. The populist discontent began building long before Merkel instituted her well-meant but profoundly foolish refugee policy. But that policy, more than any other in recent memory, has galvanized it. Having set out with the best of moral intentions to act like an extra political citizen of a world without walls, Angela Merkel has ended up reaping a nationalist whirlwind. And the storm has only just begun to gather. The storm in Europe has only just begun. You see, European leaders know this. The Queen of Europe, as she was called, is no longer the Queen. She has lost much popularity amongst other European leaders, but also in her own country. And her days are numbered, and somebody else will arise in Germany who will not go through with the refugee policy which was instituted by Angela Merkel. At the same time, the idea that therefore the European nations will depart from the European project and will become individual nations again is completely, totally wrong. Just the opposite is happening. European leaders know they have to do something now to keep the European project alive. Last month, on July 26, The Express wrote, and of course The Express, a British paper, was all in favor of the Brexit. The European Union must immediately merge into a huge super state or face fast approaching oblivion. A leading credit ratings agency has warned. Standard & Poor's said only the rapid creation of a United States of Europe run by a federal government in Brussels can prevent the bloc from total collapse. Already, the French and German foreign ministers have called for a radical overhaul of the EU to further erode the influence of national governments, whilst calls are also being made for further merging of the Eurozone. Now, this might appear overly dramatic, but the truth of the matter is that is exactly what European leaders are trying to accomplish. They know they have to do it. They are willing to do whatever it takes to bring about the United States of Europe, which is prophesied to occur in Scripture. Now, they may not know this, but this is exactly what is in line with biblical prophecy. And of course, in order to get to this European unification, to get the United States of Europe, to get to the point where you are going to have 10 nations or groups of nations in all likelihood coming out of the Eurozone to lead Europe, you have to have a European army. As you have to have a common currency, the euro. That's why we have been saying from the outset, the euro is not going to fail. But you have to have a European army. Now notice what was published today in Deutsche Welle, dated August 12. It says, there is mounting pressure on the Bundeswehr, the German army, to engage in military action abroad. Operations on home soil are also discussed. To be able to carry out those tasks, the Bundeswehr considers recruitment of EU citizens, but that may be a problem because then they would have to change their law to allow this to happen. At this point, only Germans can serve in the German army. But the article goes on to say that there is a different collaboration, which already is taking place and which has been taking place for many years. It says, by opening up to EU citizens, the Bundeswehr would enter uncharted territory. It has, however, much more experience when it comes to collaborating with soldiers of other EU countries. The German-French Brigade was established in October 1989. August 1995 saw the launch of the German-Dutch Corps. German, French, and Belgian soldiers, among others, collaborate in the Euro Corps. And in 2014, some 2,300 Dutch paratroopers were integrated into the German division Schnelle Kräfte, or Rapid Forces Division. This kind of close collaboration is in line with the proposals for a new European foreign policy and security strategy. But it doesn't advocate a EU army, of course not on paper, not by stating those words. It goes on to say it does call for closer collaboration and capacity to act when it comes to collective defense in order to improve the EU's ability to respond to crises. And there are lots of crises in Europe right now. The migrant crisis, the crisis pertaining to Turkey and the fact that now there are opposing groups of Turks and Kurds in Germany. And then, of course, the terrorist threat. All of this is well documented, and European leaders know it, and they understand they have to do something about it. Rather than a disintegration, you will find a complete merger of European nations and countries. And that is completely and totally in line with biblical prophecy. My friends, we have prepared a booklet, a free booklet, which you should read, which you must read, in order to understand what is happening in Europe, and how this is going to affect the United States of America. Because, my friends, let me tell you, once we have those European merger and European unification in place, war will break out. War between Europe and the United States of America will break out. That is clearly prophesied in your Bible. And this booklet, Europe in Prophecy, tells you what is going to happen, how is it going to happen, and how is it going to affect you personally, no matter where you live. So please do yourself a favor and ask for a free copy. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by the Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.